to explore the dimension of meditation is to explore the nature of the self. Meditation is not an activity oriented towards reaching something outside of what it actually already is, which is state of being. When seekers ask about various types of meditation, their inquiries, their questions are based on misunderstanding. Meditation is one. There are no types of meditation. There are only those who are in a state of meditation and those who aren't. So they are trying various methods, hoping that they will lead them to the state of meditation, not knowing what that state actually should be. Meaning they are groping in darkness, clinging to their relative methods, techniques, approaches from the mind. Technique is from the mind. Methods are from the mind. And meditation is beyond the mind. The mind cannot meditate. The mind cannot enter state of meditation. There are two ways of looking at the state of meditation. As realizing one's own self as being who one is, one's essential self, the light of I am, one's true pure subjectivity beyond the mind. Or we can look at meditation as abidance in reality. Realizing one's essential self, establishing it, becoming it, and merging with the beyond are two movements within the opening to the complete state of meditation. Sometimes the merging, the surrender, the letting go is emphasized. The art of dissolution, the art of reuniting with the source. Sometimes attaining one's true self, awakening to who one is emphasized. The entry to the dimension of meditation is self-knowledge. In the absence of self-knowledge, one has to rely on methods. One has to approach meditation from the mind, since the mind is only what one possesses. One has nothing else. The mind tries to meditate. The mind is looking for relative means to attain relative goals. All these efforts ultimately are futile, because that which is false cannot reach that which is real. There is no bridge between the false and the real. Reaching the real is a quantum leap. That's why it is called awakening, awakening is not moving from the point A to the point B. It is a dimensional shift in consciousness and being. It is another reality, new dimension, new world. Some of you experience discomfort. It's like something is bubbling, disturbing you, does not allow you to sit within yourself in that sense of contentment. That discomfort is either connected to inability to move from the mind to I am. The mind is naturally uncomfortable because it requires action as its fuel. So it gets stuck, it gets suffocated with inactivity, and it creates boredom, restlessness. Second reason of discomfort is the inability to merge with being. Like the space of being is unavailable, and one cannot anchor one's existence in the now, meaning one cannot connect to the source. When you meditate and suddenly you have this feeling of being pulled, being anchored in something that you cannot describe or understand, but you feel like you do not wish to move. You are so anchored, so rooted in that stillness. It means that you have either accidentally or methodically linked yourself with the source, and you can truly be. The state of meditation can be described as a state of just being. However, there are two types of experience of just being. One is expansion beyond oneself. Second is expansion through oneself, beyond oneself. In the first example, the I am, the consciousness of the soul, is bypassed, and one is able to expand into the beyond without integrating one's own presence with the experience, meaning that one still remains unconscious. The mind, our relative self, cannot be transformed and dissolved without awakening of consciousness. Consciousness is like a secret, an open secret. Everyone speaks about it, and very few understand what consciousness really means, what really it is. Consciousness is not mindfulness, is not attentiveness, is not one-pointedness. It's not to be aware of this or that. Consciousness is aware only of itself. It has no object. It abides in the dimension that is existentially deeper and disconnected from the phenomenal world. It connects to the outer world through the medium of the sense of me and the mind, but it is untouched by the reality of appearances. There's nothing to do, just being. The doer is getting out of the way. It surrenders itself to the fundamental consciousness of I am. Most of new students have been initiated into the state of I am, state of presence. However, the recognition of it is still feeble and the state is energetically weak. Therefore, you experience a battle, a friction between your false self, your mind, your self of forgetfulness, your mental self, and that light of I am that you are trying to regain moment to moment. In that process of self-remembrance, which should be an effortless returning to the center of consciousness, moment to moment, that consciousness grows and expands, it matures into the whole of itself, the natural state of presence, and as it expands, it replaces the mental self, it pushes it away from your headspace and dissolves the mental construct of the false self until it becomes the master of your consciousness, the rightful owner. The meeting of your essential self, of your true presence, is simple in its nature, yet subtle. You cannot look for it. And yet you return to it. You cannot objectify it. You cannot grasp it. You cannot see it. And yet you are it. You are stopping in it. You are remembering it by an act of being it, moment to moment. just being. We are exploring this the most simple and profound dimension of reality, the root of reality, being. And that being encompasses the experience of resting in the now and the light of your I am. If you experience any discomfort, you feel restless, be fully present within that experience and relax as it arises. Make yourself comfortable within your own self. The state of meditation is a state of ultimate comfort, the state of repose, where stillness and deep rest meets clarity of consciousness, and they merge into a unified field of pure being. Make yourself comfortable within your own self. Relax within your discomfort. Relax within your restlessness and be still. Don't react. we are learning a new way of existing. Beyond thoughts, beyond perceptions, beyond sensory experiences, beyond visual experiences, there is nothing to see, nothing to grasp, and yet something is. And that which is your very soul, your true being.